We all remember the famous Mama Africa restaurant. It was the place where you could come to have deep political conversations. It was the place where mixed couples felt very comfortable in the early 90s, early to mid 90s, where they could freely engage with each other. And it was also the place where you were sure to spot some freedom fighter from the liberation struggle, some artist or some musician that you knew that wasn't allowed to play in South Africa but did major concerts overseas. It was also the place where you could come to taste all kinds of exotic game, like crocodile, ostrich, eland, and kudu. And it was just an intellectual gathering space. I remember it like that. And I'm so pleased to see that since 1995, after the collaboration between South Africa's new democracy and the hospitality sector, that Mama Africa still stands. And we are catching up today with Louise Madeleine, who is the head of marketing at Mama Africa. And she's going to give us fresh insights into this long-standing restaurant. So, having heard the kind of history that I had with Mama Africa restaurant, it's going to be very interesting chatting to Louise Madeleine because she's a Gen Z and she has no context of what I've just shared. And it's going to be interesting and eye-opening to see and hear her perspective of Mama Africa restaurant because I do believe that any business should be able to navigate beyond what its initial intent was and grow with the growing with the changing needs of its patrons. So a warm welcome to Louise Madeleine. She is the head of marketing at Mama Africa. Louise, so great to have you on the show. And I think we can share a history lesson with you, but I'm excited to hear where Mama Africa is today.
Thank you so much, Janet. I truly appreciate to be here, and I appreciate the intro as well. I think it's going to be very interesting to share a perspective on the business from two different age groups or eras. So this is going to be really good for me, and I'm looking forward to just hearing more about what you have gathered throughout the years, and also share where we are right now in terms of a business and how we have grown since 1995 and since COVID.
Fantastic. So we know that Mama Africa was established in 1995, fresh on the back of liberation. And it really did celebrate South Africa's new democracy, the vibrancy, the diversity. We were the Rainbow Nation. And it was a nice matching point between the new democracy, bringing in indigenous food, because you could get everything from Umushu in those days to Puttu, which I loved, and all kinds of various kinds of game. But you came for the really funky decor, very uncomfortable chairs, Madeleine. They were like a triangle size shape. I don't know if you still have them, but people sat on them because they were trendy and different. With you. But it's really wonderful. I see that brightly painted mural. You know, that nice orange. It's just a hearkening back to an era where we needed spaces to be able to congregate and spaces where we could socialize beyond those huddles that we used to have in the old days, you know, and to just freely engage and celebrate life a little bit. So that was why Mama Africa was iconic for me. It's obviously changed over the years, so I'm looking forward to hearing from you now. What is the exterior and the interior looking like? Who do you play host to, etc.? So over to you, Louise.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Janet. So a lot has changed with Mama Africa, I believe, since the time you have been there. And no, we do not have the triangular chairs this time around. We have more comfy seats. And
What a
best
relief.
thing, hey.
What a relief.
I'm sure it is. And this time around, our chairs are actually named according to different African countries. So what happens is we have these seats where they are seated in, well, they take up half the space of the restaurant. And at the back of the seats, you would have Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, and so forth. And so what happens is you'd have these locals or Africans that are coming from these respective countries. And when they walk into the restaurant, the first thing they see is those seats. And so now you see them going around looking for their country,
Oh,
looking
that's
for where they're from.
beautiful.
Yeah, it's always such a beautiful scene to see that, okay, these people come in here and they can feel appreciated. They feel at home and they would look for their seats and that would be their seats for the rest of the evening. So if I'm from Kenya and I find a seat that says Kenya, that's where I'm sitting. So we
That's
love
great. You know, it's
that.
like a rooting reflex in psychology. You go to the thing that gives you the most comfort. And it's wonderful. It's such a brilliant idea to do that. So I'm glad people come and find their respective countries.
Yeah, it's absolutely lovely. And apart from that, the exterior of Mama Africa is still pretty much what it was in 1995. I think what we have a little bit of upgrade that we have done is just added some flower pots on the outside. I wouldn't call them pots because they're concrete and they're quite big. So we have some two of those flower containers outside. But apart from that, the building is still pretty much the same. The artwork is still there. I don't think we'd ever wish to take that out because it's quite
It's
a
iconic,
tourist attraction.
actually.
Yeah, it's very iconic. So the building has stayed the same. However, what we have done is we have done quite a bit of an upgrade within the restaurant itself. So that includes the chairs, the walls, the artwork. However, what we did keep was the iconic chandelier Coke bottle situation that was happening. So it's basically a chandelier made out of Coke bottles. And that has
Wow.
stayed. Yeah, we kept that because we knew how much the previous guests loved that. Even till this day, people come in that have been at Mama Africa maybe 30, 20, I'm sorry, 20 years ago. They come there and they ask, do you guys still have the chandelier, the Coke
Oh,
bottle
you
chandelier?
see, for us
And yes.
oldies, like from that time, we look for those things.
Yeah. So you remember that?
I used to always like bend down when I passed under it because I was so nervous it was going to fall on me. It's just a silly thing.
Yeah, no, it's pretty stable. It's very much stable.
Oh,
Yeah. So that's there. And the snake table, unfortunately, the snake that was taken off and it was replaced with a new counter for the bar.
okay.
So yeah, that's basically that. And yes, we have done some upgrades within the restaurant. So it's a lot more modern. We've made it to be a dining space. So it's not really your colorful chairs that you would see previously. Yeah,
Yes.
but we'll still have, like I said, your name branded chairs, your regular dining seats. What we also have included within the restaurant is local artwork. So when you walk into the restaurant, it sort of looks like an art gallery. And that was very intentional because we wanted to uplift the local economy. So we noticed that art in Cape Town is dead. So what we figured is we can give these local artists, sorry, I meant local artists, a platform to display their artwork. So we figured, okay, we can just hang them up in the restaurant. And whenever guests walk in and they like a certain piece of art, they're welcome to purchase it. And then the funds go to the artist. And that is
Oh,
just our way
fantastic.
to, yeah, that's just our way to give this local artist a platform and just encourage them to continue to pursue their artwork. And then another exciting thing that is happening is we are expanding the building. So we are creating a second floor. I think for a long time we have had just one floor. I believe back in the days you had there was like a second floor which had a different atmosphere, I believe. According to the guests that have been there, they were very naughty at the time, so they say. And so upstairs was their space to just go and catch on whatever it was they were catching on. And yeah.
Nonsense, mostly nonsense.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
So one thing I've
So
been, yeah.
you must tell us about the menu, because what has changed in the menu?
Okay, so the menu has changed from being just specifically focused on South African cuisine. It has now expanded to Pan-African cuisine. And this launch happened last year in May. So we launched our new menu, which now, like I mentioned, is now a Pan-African menu. So you get dishes from across the African continent in one space brought to your table. We just thought, since we are called Mama Africa isn't just South Africa, it's inclusive of the entire continent. And that's what we have incorporated in our menu. And yeah, we are very proud of how that has turned out. I think a testament to that is we have seen locals, well, I wouldn't call them locals, we have seen Africans, when they are coming to visit South Africa, they come in to taste dishes from their home. For example, we have the Zimbabwean Dovi. So we'll have people from Zimbabwe that would come in and taste the Dovi, or the Kikanda, which is from Zambia. Then we'd see an inpouring of Zambians coming to Mama Africa to taste their Zimbabwe Ndovi. So that's lovely to see that the menu has been something that has included the African people as well, and has not just catered to tourists. And tourists also appreciate that our menu is so diverse because they have so many options to choose from. They'll simply, the tourists would ask, could I taste something from, say, Nigeria? Then we know that we're going to give them the egusi or the jollof rice. So they appreciate the diversity that they have under
Absolutely.
one roof. Yeah. And I think that has been great for both locals and tourists, because then we have managed to keep that balance of having both locals and tourists alike.
That's amazing, Louise, because it's great to know that there are so many options, because people are well traveled and you've got people coming from all over the world now,
Yeah.
and they come to you as an African restaurant. And people
Really.
expect to be able to taste the entire continent on their plate. So, what a comprehensive and excellent offering you have. So it's good to know. How is the parking situation? Where do people park?
All right, so right
So right
now,
now.
the parking space that we have is primarily in Pepper Street.
Uh-huh.
There we normally have, when the big buses comes, they would drop in their clients and then they would leave afterwards, or sometimes they would stay if there aren't too many cars on the road. But typically after 6 o'clock, that parking space tends to open up. There isn't that much
Yes.
there, so then it's easier for clients to just come in and park and wait for their guests, and then once they're done, pick them up and there they go again. However, in the afternoons, that tends to be a challenge because of all the activity happening in the city and in this in Long Street specifically. So it tends to make it very hard. Therefore, guests will typically Uber there and then Uber back home. If they're lucky to
Okay.
find a spot within Pepper Street, great. If not, then they just get an Uber and so forth, which we do assist our guests in, by the way.
Fantastic. So tell me, what is your favorites on the menu?
Wow, there's a
I'm
lot.
sure you have, many, but if I was coming, what would you recommend to me?
I would have to recommend the pondu simply because I'm Congolese and that dish is from Central Africa. So I would recommend you to have the pondu with some fish, which would then be samaki, with some pap on the side and some nice chili. Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. Sounds delicious. So obviously you play host to people from all over the world. You are a cosmopolitan meeting place. What are some of the reactions that people have had to your restaurant?
So, first of all, I'd like to start off by saying that I think we, as the staff that work at Mama Africa, sometimes don't realize how big Mama Africa is, or we sometimes undermine how people perceive us. But when we hear people's reactions and how they speak about us, when they're walking out, when they're leaving, in their reviews and in their comment, we actually see that this is bigger than ourselves. It's bigger than we think. We have people saying things like they have traveled across Africa, but they felt like they were in Africa when they came to Mama Africa. And that for us is such, I don't know, I don't think we can put it into words to be able to have such an impact on people as they come in at Mama Africa with just food and entertainment. So with that, we are eternally grateful because these reactions just put into perspective that we have grown as a business, and that people are recognizing us, and people appreciate what we do and what we have to offer as a business. So yeah, that's always great to hear.
Yes, I think that is very powerful that you communicated that way, that hey, this is bigger than us. Like everybody has a story about Mama Africa. They've visited it, they've got an association. It's quite amazing because there's an almost emotional reaction because it's not about the menu. It's not about the space. It's about a combination of all of those things that bring together this elaborate choreography, which is a shared experience with friends, fellows, just people that have journeyed with you in life. And Mama Africa, that space is iconic. I can tell you, you should actually ask people to bring contributions of maybe conversations, documents, photos that they'd had taken there. You'll probably create a very powerful archive of information for the public and for yourself. But food is a means to communicate about life. It's a shared experience. And like you said, coming from the area that you come from, there are associations that just spark that amazing connection with family, with friends, with traditions. So it's quite special. And I want to encourage you to continue to do what you're doing because, you're sharing the experience with people in a different way because now they come because they're looking for an African experience. And there's a real authenticity that isn't packaged or commercialized about Mama Africa, which I quite love. It's different. It's not a sort of a paint by numbers kind of African experience. It's quite amorphous. And I think you've kept that authenticity over the years. So I want to say well done to you on that. And just share with us, please, Louise, any special things you'd like to share with us. We are running out of time, but with our listeners, what can they look forward to in coming to this space in a new dispensation, in just as an African restaurant?
Well, I believe that what guests can continue or can look forward to when coming to Mama Africa is just that shared spirit of Ubuntu, which we so strongly embody at Mama Africa. They can look forward to coming to a space where there's community, where there is warmth, there is love, and there is just appreciation.
So it's really wonderful to be able to experience this restaurant in its now and be able to find your chair, find your special thing on the menu, like Louise mentioned to us, from your country or from your taste bud journey that just evokes memories of special travel and special experiences for you. But before we close, we just want to hear from Louise. The unique reasons why people should come to Mama Africa.
I would start off by saying people should come to Mama Africa because we so strongly embody the spirit of Ubuntu. Mama Africa is a place that has a home for literally anyone and everyone. We're a place that has warmth. We have love, and we just want to share that with the world. We want to share that with our local Africans, and we want to share that with the tourists that come into the country. So yeah, if you're looking for a place where you want to feel like you belong, you want to connect with like-minded people or diverse people, Mama Africa is truly the place for you.
That is amazing. That is on point. I couldn't agree more. Louise, what a pleasure to catch up with you, a Gen Z at the helm of Mama Africa, which carries so much heritage and tradition, wonderful stories from the past. And you are really doing it justice and getting the brand out there. So well done on that, Louise. We are looking forward to visiting you at Mama Africa very soon and sitting on comfortable chairs and seeing all the changes on the inside and letting you navigate us through a wonderful eating experience that brings back fond memories.
Thank you so much for that, by the way. And I really look forward to hosting you and the team soon at Mama Africa. And thank you so much for this lovely interview. It just helps us to spread the love of Mama Africa with the rest of the world. And I truly appreciate it, Janet.
Only a pleasure. It was great chatting to you. I'm going to leave Amy to chat to you about when the Jet Setting with Janet team can come out. We'll bring our design person, we'll bring Amy, and these young people don't know Mama Africa, so let them experience it for the first time and go on a taste bud journey that is going to
Absolutely.
really bring a taste of Africa to their palate. So, thank you so much, Louise. Have happy
It's a
holiday
pleasure.
and
Thank
lovely
you,
to chat to you
Janet.
today. All the best.